I don't get it. Political scientists tell us that the advantage of democracy is that the elected officials have to act for the benefit of most of the people. And if they don't, they lose. So the Republican administration of George Bush delivered war, torture, and economic disaster, and the Republicans then lost the White House. But then the Republicans calculated that if they could prevent Obama from delivering any benefits, they could take over. They went on the campaign trail saying that Obama failed because he hadn't forced them to pass what he wanted, and at the same time telling the public that he had done a great deal of damage by doing everything he wanted to do. Never mind the contradiction. But lots of people seem to have bought it. So how's democracy supposed to work? All over the political spectrum, people seem to be voting against their own interests, convinced by nonsense that what hurts helps them. Hardworking people who don't make a lot of money vote for tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans. Businessmen vote against investment in critical infrastructure they use daily. The electoral process looks tribal to me. Science, expertise, experience all get reinterpreted by who's supporting what. If Princeton economists support policies that help the poor, then those policies must be bad and must not support me, because my interests differ from the interests of the poor. Remember, I'm middle class. I couldn't share the interests of the poor. Increase in the minimum wage? Forget it. I'm on salary. By the way, who'd you say buys my stuff? Couldn't be we're all in this together. Well, most of us. See, I'm on the side of the billionaires, even though they make infinitely more than me and won't share a penny. That's why they pay for so many lobbyists to squeeze the last penny out of the government and stiff me all the way. That isn't supposed to happen in a democracy. Except that the plutocrats, okay, that's the old name, the super-rich, the 0.1% or fewer, the oligarchs, cut the bottom out of the voting booths by making it harder and more expensive to vote, and by splashing money at the media and the commentator till it sticks or just confuses people so they stay home. So oligarchs can control the political system for themselves. Will the people fight back? The damage is all over the legal spectrum. Patent and copyright law? Forget the artists and inventors. Minimum wages? Forget the workers. Infrastructure? Forget the people who drive or ride. The super-rich fly private jets or live abroad. Forget the small business that benefits from infrastructure. The super-rich got their breaks for businesses so big they don't need to worry about regular folk. They own the markets. Taxes? Guess who gets tax relief while the rest of us are left with the bill, while the super-rich make noise about deficits? Wonder why we have those. Are we letting democracy sink that low? Sounds like the dictator's game. Shrink the electorate and lavish huge benefits on your supporters.